see and do it forever. Hallelujah. Lord, you are good and your mercy endure forever. Hallelujah. Lord, you are good and your mercy endure forever. Lord, you are good. Lord, you are good and your mercy endure forever. People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. We worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. Lord, you are good and your mercy endure it forever. Hallelujah. Lord, you are good and your mercy endure it forever. People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. Hallelujah, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are, for who you are. For you are good all the time, all the time. You are good, for you are good. All the time, all the time, you are good, for you are good. All the time, all the time, you are good. We worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are, for who you are, for you are good. Hallelujah. Oh, and a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. Hallelujah. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if I tried, 'cause you've been so good to me. Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life, can't praise you enough, even if I try, 'cause you've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good to me. Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if I tried, 'cause you've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good to me. So many doors you've opened, so many ways you've made, so many times you healed me. You've been better than good to me. So many doors you've opened, so many ways you made, so many times you healed me. You've been better than good to me. So many doors you've opened, so many ways you made, so many times you healed me. You've been better than good to me. Hallelujah. You've been better than good to me. You've been better than good to me. Hallelujah. You've been better than good to me. 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 'Cause you've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good to me. Hallelujah. I can never repay you, Lord. I can never repay you, Lord. Hallelujah. How you loose my shackles. How you set me free. You made a way out of no way. There is no way that I could have been where I am today without you, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. Glory be to God. You are good. Hallelujah. You are good. Your mercy is forever. Hallelujah. You are good. Your mercy is forever. Hallelujah. You are good. Your mercy is forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are good. Your mercy is forever. Hallelujah. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Glory to your name.
Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you. We say thank you for the two amazing and dynamic women of God whose yes is the reason we can be here today, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Lord, we ask you to continue to be a hedge of protection around them. Father, you know every need spoken and unspoken, and we thank you that you are meeting it, doing the exceeding and abundant more than they can hope or ask according to the power that worketh in them. We ask that you continue to be a hedge of protection around Artist Life and the Des De Leon family, O Heavenly Father. We ask that you continue right now in the name of Jesus to keep them in your perfect peace as their mind is stayed on you. Lord, we ask right now for a special touch to our speaker who is coming forward with the message today. Father, pour into our speaker as they pour out to us. Lord, give them the desires of their heart, Father. Let speak through their mouths and just bring us forward a word that is straight from you, O Heavenly Father. Father, download your word, your desire into our speaker. Father, we continue to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor that is due you. It is in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that we say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, my TMC family, for allowing me to serve you with such Jesus joy. I will now turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Prophet Kai. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, my beautiful Mississippi Queen and Prayer General. The floor is yours.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Prophet Kai. I tell you, that is the woman who has blessed us with the I Am series, and I'm telling you, that is something I'm still chewing on. Thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the joy of the Lord in your heart and spirit, and thank you, Minister Roslyn, for allowing God to use you, bringing us before his presence. Lord, we give you all the glory. Hallelujah. You are worthy to be praised. One of my favorites. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell, who resides here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I am so excited, along with Prophet Kai, to greet you and say welcome to the Master's Call. Sharing a little bit about this call, it started back in 2010 with our dynamic women of God, our co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And they stood on God's word. I'm telling you, two powerful women who says yes to the Lord and sticks with it, okay? These women said yes to the Lord with the scripture, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we do have a website that you can go to 24/7. It is themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. You'll see all the bios of our speakers are there, information on what's going on. Anytime we're getting ready to go on corporate fast, quarterly fast, all the information is there, as well as all the messages have been archived there. That is awesome, awesome, awesome. So you can always get a word from the Lord. Now, also, our theme for this year is in 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. Now, many of you might feel that you want to be a part of this awesome ministry, and we're so thankful that you're saying yes, because we're giving God glory for those that have stepped forth and said yes to the Master. So we are just wholeheartedly thankful to God for the newcomers that are coming, as well as those that are in their heart saying, yes, I want to be a part of this ministry. And you can do so by sending information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or yours truly, or Dr. Pecola will get with you, okay? And we will definitely wholeheartedly welcome you in. Now, also, you can send that your information, your prayer requests, as well as your praise reports to info@themasterscall.net. But take note that on Fridays, the second half of the call, we verbally take your prayer requests as well as your praise reports. Now, let me tell you what really brought most of us together, this awesome health and wellness company called Artists International that's been established well over 30 years. And the home office is in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I tell you, we have some products that are off the chain. So get with the person that invited you to the call, and they'll share more information with you. These definitely are the best products on this side of heaven, in my eyes. So anyway, also, they have a call that comes up every Monday through Friday, right after this call, called the Morning Motivational Call. And today is Presidential Tuesday, where manager Shirley James will be hosting, and the guest speaker will be Jose Molinar, and they'll be talking on finishing the month strong. Okay, that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Now, I'm getting ready to get out of the way because we have a dynamic speaker. I tell you, she really reminds me of my mother-in-law because she's short in stature. But like my mother-in-law says, I'm a little piece of leather, but I'm well put together. And that's what I think about with Minister, Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox. She is a woman of God who trusts in the Lord with all her heart. She stands on God's word. She is a woman who serves her community with her heart. And she has been in the political realm for quite some time. She was elected as the 79th Assembly District, female district leader. She serves that district wholeheartedly. She is a member of the NAACP. She's an active member of her community on different advisory boards. She is. She lives in the Bronx, New York. She is a she has even served as a with the New York State chaplain, as focusing and advocating for families in the, her district. She is, her goal is to implement self-efficiency. She is a woman that's a true advocate for the people. She is a member of the AME. No, she's a new member of another church, which I don't have listed here. She can share that with you. But she is a woman who is, we call her our evangelist, because she has brought more people on this call than any of us here on the Master's Call. We love her, we appreciate her, and we give God glory for her, because she is a woman who will stand tall even though she is short in stature. I'm talking about none other than the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox from the Bronx, New York. Are you there, Minister Cynthia Cox?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, woman of God. Take it away.
Good morning, good morning. Thank you, Minister Brennan, for that awesome introduction. Where do you get all that information from? But anyway, it's all good. I'm so grateful. I'm so glad to know that you are hosting us this morning. I so appreciate you and all that you do. You are a powerhouse yourself, so we know that. Good morning, good morning. This is a joyful and a beautiful morning. I've given God all the praises when I thank him for everything that's happening this morning in my life. And I want to say thank you, Prophet Kai, for trusting that tag, trusting Lord Tuesday, and that powerful, powerful prayer that you shared with us. Thank you, Minister Lawson, for your praise and worship. And Lord, you are good all the time. You are good all the time. Not sometimes, all the time. I just thank you so much for that. And I thank you, everyone, for joining us this morning. I just giving God all the praises. But I can't think of it. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Without him, we would not be here on this call, and I can't thank you enough. I'm just so grateful today to honor our two amazing, outstanding co-founders, Reverend Dr. Pecola Roberts, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for this is the reason why we are on the Master's Call. We are standing strong and staying connected. So this happens Monday through Friday. I am excited. I can't miss it. I can't miss it. One day I shared what I went out the doors without listening to the call of war. I was surprised when I got outside. But in the meantime, I just want everybody just to take the time out and just give God all the praise, because he's good all the time. All the time he is good. I want to thank the DSDL family, for artists, for sharing artists' life with us. That's why we all came together today. We are so grateful for that, and the products that certainly help us to move us forward. And today I want to come to you a few minutes and to cry out day and night for God, to cry out day and night for God. The storms is persistent. You know, you have to be persistent in your praying, you know, because God, he hears, he sees all. You can fool some people sometime, but you can't fool God no time. Is that a fact? I know. So I'm just saying, thanking this day. And I want to come, the scripture that I want to share with you this morning is coming from Luke 18:1-5, the story of a persistent widow. One day, Jesus told his disciples a story to illustrate that there are needs for constant prayer to show them that they must never give up. Amen? 2 says, there was a judge in this certain city. He said, who was a godly man with great contempt for everyone. 3 says, a widow of that city came to him, repeating, appealing for justice against someone who made harm her. 4 says, the judge ignored her for a while, but eventually she wore him out. I fear me to the God for no man, she said to himself. But the 5 said, but the woman is driving me crazy. I am going to see that she gets justice. Amen. She is wearing me out. Her constant request for prayer. Amen. Amen. I can you identify with that? Can you identify? You keep coming back, and they say, "Oh God, when's she gonna leave?" And I just give you an example what happened to me running for the seat. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this new day. We accept as a precious gift from you. Lord, help us to be the best, use it to do your will today, minute by minute, hour by hour, and day by day. Give us the day to order that you would make us to be to make the best decision moving forward. In Jesus' name we pray. My subject today, cry out day and night to God. Amen. Cry out day and night to God. Because we must constantly stay in prayer, because things are coming at us, and eyes to say coming at you left and right. You have to be prayed up. Let me just share with you. This gentleman says, I was listening to a pastor. He says, you need to open up your Bible and pray, you know, have it in front of you. I've never heard that before, but you know, everything, you learn something every day. So I do that every day now. I'm on my knees, and I'm in the 91st Psalm for protection. So cry out day and night to God, because the temptation to quit the Spirit of God is saying to you, cry out to God day and night. Pray without ceasing, Theologians 5:17. Pray continuously. Jesus gave a parable about a woman, a judge. There was a certain city judge who did not fear God, nor regard man. there was a widow of that city. She came to see it. And he would not at a while afterward, and went, and afterward she was with him. Though I fear no man, she still consists on doing what she, I guess, praying. Consists on asking him. Hear that unjust judge. And that's why I said sometimes we must understand that we must pray day and night. You know, sometimes things are coming at us, and we call in other individuals. We just have to fall down on our knees. Hallelujah. Learn how to pray day and night. One of the surely ways to refuse to give up until you get what you want is to learn how to pray day and night. In other words, you must learn how to pray continuously. In Luke 18:2-8 says, the unrighteous judge was troubled with the woman's persistent prayer. Persistent prayer involves crying out to God day and night. The woman continuous coming had a great effect on the unrighteous judge. Do you think the unrighteous judge was comfortable with that woman continues to be persistent? No, he was upset. The woman kept begging him, and he didn't like it. Have you ever had that kind of, you had a child keep begging you? He said, Lord, please, just give them what they want. Is that in their case, with their Heavenly Father, righteous judge, our loving Heavenly Father, want us all children to come to him continuously, day and night, 24 hours a day, praising God for Jesus. That's why we come on this call in the morning. We start off with praise and worship. Hallelujah. Start your day, start that tone off. Hallelujah. You cry out continuously, persistent prayer is a key to overcome your problem, threaten your personal success and victory. Have you ever come to a place in your life where a particular problem you made you feel like you were going to faint or quit? Oh, yes, I had that. But I had to keep praying. I had to keep moving forward. I had been there before, but I gave myself to the Phoenix prayer. I never gave up. To God be the glory, because he helped me overcome the problem. My dear friend, learn to give yourself a prayer when you have problems. King David said, for my love, they are advertising, but I will give myself prayer. Psalms 109:4. I learned in June 2020 that I had to step back and I had to pray. I had to pray continuously. It was a lot going on. And I came across the scripture and just kept coming at me. Psalms 46:10. Be still and know that I'm God. That's something that I will always keep with me for the rest of my life. Get you a scripture that would touch you when things are coming at you. Learn persistent prayer. Pray day and night. Some Christians pray only in the daytime. They watch on daytime. The nighttime, they cease to pray. That is not right. Jesus prayed all night, no matter where you were. In Luke 6:12 says, the Bible says, watch and pray. Enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. Amen? That's Matthew 26:41. Capture the truth. All right, watch and pray. To me, good watchman is the one who diligently watch day and night. Praying day and night and reading the Bibles day and night. Never forget that, okay? Never forget that. I get up in the morning. I you know, you just have to have time, quiet time. I listened to Dr. Nussum last on yesterday. She said you have to pray over yourself. Pray over yourself. hallelujah, is a disheartening to discover that a greater majority of Christians don't pray day and night. Is because tiredness and weakness. Are you caught up in that excuses of laziness? Satan wants us to tiredness, weakness, excuses, laziness, to get away from the spiritual reality. Some Christians feel comfortable with Sunday morning service. I go to church all day on Sunday. since the pandemic, I'm on the service all day long. Hallelujah. But during the night service, they attempt to intervene as an excuse as possible to get away from the house of God. Are you one of them? Are you learning to your own understanding that we are only worshiping God in the daytime? Is that the reason why you don't feel like praying in the night? Don't lean on your own understanding. Listen to what the Bible says. Therefore, are they before the throne of God, serving him night and day? Revelation 7:15, God wants you to serve him day and night, worship him day and night. And more importantly, just take the time out to seek him. You know, because I found myself, I had to go to God. I had, because things were coming at me left and right. But, you know, as I shared with you, my grandmother raised us, and she raised us in the church. She was, you know, like sometimes they ain't got all of the degrees, but they got more degrees than we can imagine, because they said, you got to go in the house of the Lord. Well, what they say, if you used to live in my house, you would serve the Lord. You would not be doing what these young people are doing now. Oh, Johnny don't want to go to church. Johnny, we got to wait for Johnny what he wants. No, Johnny got to listen, because Johnny going to be up against some things, and Johnny going to have to need to pray. And as I said, I have to seek the Lord. Seek him knowing that God is your spirit will increase your belief. Don't even learn your own understanding. Don't ever, hallelujah, lean on your own understanding. Sorry. It's like exactly your own strange knowing that allow you to know that God is with you. If you exhort your knowledge about God, you definitely will not go astray. You will get strength behind what God is sharing with you. As things sometimes do, life is going to throw you a curve. But if you have God first, if you pray first, you can see how it lifts you up and make you a little bit stronger. And I begin to say, when things are going wrong in my life, that's my word, Jesus, 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 hallelujah. And I thank you, God. I thank you. I thank you. Such as you will not be able to preserve, but give him all the glory. Hallelujah. As he said, give him all the glory. You can't. God is good. It's good to be good. God is good all the time. I can't say that enough. Hallelujah. A wise man is stronger. Yea, a man of knowledge increases his strength. That's Proverbs 24:7-5. If you have the knowledge of God, you will allow soar. You'll soar like an eagle. You will get the strength to strengthen yourself. The knowledge of God helps us to preserve difficult situations. It is providing script to an individual and his Christian who was waiting upon God for something. Sometimes when you want something, you got to pray. You have to pray day and night. It's a pray without ceasing, cease without praying. Just keep praying because it'll come to you. Hallelujah. I know. Hallelujah. I've been there. Such a Christian will not ever give up until his dreams come true. Don't ever say, I am weak. Capture God's knowledge. I am strong. Let's just say, I am strong. I am somebody. Hallelujah. I am. As Prophet Kai said, I am somebody. Hallelujah. That's why you have to get yourself stay focused on God, because he will give you strength. He will have you walking strong, and you just can't. All I can say, I can shout about that, Lord, I can. I have to learn by experience that when a person firmly holds a plant, trust in the Lord, as he said, trust in the Lord Tuesday, trust in the Lord, he will not, and lean not on your own understanding. The problem has been many good Christians is that they offer smooth and lip service when it comes to the truth. Trust in the Lord. You must trust the Lord with all your heart. The power of Scripture says excites me. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not on your own understanding. Proverbs 3:5. Keep that in your mind at all times. You have to say, trust him. Trust him in everything. Just be still. Know that he's God, because he will see you through. Hallelujah. He's seen me through. Last year, you could have saw me. I really wasn't able to make it, but God, I tell you, this being on his call will keep you focused. The being on his call will make you strong. Being on his call, you will don't call on God when you can't call. You think you got friends. God is your friend. He's your everything. He's your everything. I don't care. He's your everything. Hallelujah. You cannot separate the truth and from faith. The two is impossible. All you need faith to depend on God in the circumstance. Remember, we walk by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. Faith always sees the word of God. So when you are troubled and your spirit can't, and your spirit, huh, man must be see the word of God, rekindle your trust in the Lord. When that happens, you can hold on, hold out until the deliverance comes. Faith coupled with trust and keeps you confident. I have confidence in God. I have confidence in what I'm doing. I have confidence. But Lord, I just want to say, to everyone today, cry out day and night to God. Back to you, Minister Ben.
Can you hear me, Minister Cynthia?
Yes, I can. I can hear you loud.
Okay. Okay. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Pray day and night. Yes, yes, yes. We definitely have to seek his face all the time and say, Lord, have mercy. Thank you so much for sharing with us that word to remind us that we have to go before the Lord in prayer every day as well as night. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Holy God, we thank you, Lord, for being so awesome in all your ways. We thank you, Father, for your word that's forever settled in heaven. We thank you, Lord, that you watch over your word to perform it. So we're asking, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you continue to perform your word through Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox, that you continue to strengthen and empower her as she go through situations, Lord. We know being in a political realm is not easy. So, Father God, right now we're asking that you continue to empower her. Fill her cup until it overflows. Lord, let her service be as unto you. Let her not look to the right nor to the left, but to you who is the author and the finisher of her faith. Thank you, Father God, for protecting and protecting her and strengthening her and empowering her, placing angels around her wherever she goes, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for being so divine within her mind, body, and spirit. We glorify you, Father God, for our Dr. Pecola and Dr. Vanessa. We thank you for keeping them in perfect peace as their minds stay on you. Thank you, Father, for strengthening them and empowering them day by day. Thank you that they are healed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you for restoring them in every area of their lives. Thank you, Father, for the people of God that are on this call. We ask that you continue to strengthen them and let them go forth, Lord, knowing that you are with them. Lord God, you told us in your word, when two or three come together, touching and agreeing on anything, you're in the midst. So we thank you, Father God, for honoring our prayers. We lift those that are going through health challenges. We call them healed by Jesus. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against them will prosper. We thank you, Father God, that those that are going through bereavement, Lord God, that you will keep them in perfect peace, that you will place your arms around them and let them know, Father, that you never left them nor forsaken them. We glorify you, Father God, for everything that you're doing in artist's life, as well as for every individual on this call, their families, their communities, their homes. Lord God, bless like never before. We thank you, Father God, because your word, hallelujah, your word is true. And Lord, we will believe in the truth. And we thank you, Father God, that we will trust in you with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding. In this we say thank you, hallelujah, and amen in Jesus' name. Well, TMC family, to hear this playback is 712-432-1085. The pin is 957-677-pound. Again, morning motivational call is coming up next with manager Shirley James and the guest being Mr. Malinar Jose. That number is 712-770-4005. The pin is 294-617-pound. And I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Roslyn, for bringing us before the presence of the Lord in hymns and songs. And thank you, Prophet Kai, for seating and greeting everyone with that powerful prayer, as well as giving us that tag today, Trust in the Lord with All Your Heart Tuesday. Thank you again, Minister Honorable Cynthia Cox. We so love and appreciate you, and you stand tall in Jesus. Would you please come back and close us out with the benediction?
Yes, yes. Thank you, Minister Terrell. We thank you, appreciate you. Thank you, Prophet Kai. Yes, I will trust in the Lord till I die. Thank you, Minister Roslyn, for praise and worship. Let us pray. Father, you are so wonderful through Jesus Christ. We have an open invitation to come to you in prayer. Father, we give you this blessing each day and find joy in all that you give to us. What a blessed people we are to know that, embrace your unconditional love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Go out and have an outstanding day. Love you. Love you all.